From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
The Good Book says, "Young man, I call upon you because you are strong." And one young man from the Breadbasket Parish has answered that call. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. 28-year-old Sheldon Owen is on a mission to do good in his neighborhood and the wider world. Born in Pepper, St. Elizabeth, Sheldon grew up with his grandmother Norma Forbes, or Miss Peggy. Miss Peggy ensured Sheldon had a good childhood, and he lacked no good thing. So, what inspired him to reach out and cater to the needs of others?
I always have a passion for helping people in any way I can. As people would say, your heart soft, and I think I'm in that category. I just have a passion helping people.
Growing up, Sheldon would always look for ways to help other people, other children in particular. He would often share his lunch and money with other students. Sheldon says he owes much of who he has become to the guidance of the National Youth Service, NYS, as, following graduation from De Carteret College, he was unsure about the next step.
I was like a bit confused. One time I wanted to be a pilot, I wanted to be a meteorologist, and when time to go to Fort for my opportunity subject, I chose the business subject. So I wanted to be a chartered accountant or an entrepreneur. So I was all over the place.
The St. Elizabeth native applied to join the NYS Micro-Entrepreneurial Corps. He was interviewed and awarded a place, but fate had other plans. He later found out that the program was changed to a primary education initiative. There was still a place for him, so he decided to accept. There he found his new passion, teaching.
We were placed in the primary school system. I realized that my passion for teaching has developed because you're gaining the experience in the classroom. When a teacher is not in the classroom, you would assist and take over, like teaching the students and marking registers, marking test papers. So my passion for teaching developed.
Sheldon later enrolled at the Northern Caribbean University to pursue a Bachelor of Arts in Secondary Education. As a student, he still worked at the Manchester NYS office every summer, and through the program, he gained experience working with and guiding other young people. This stirred his passion for helping others even more, and he became involved in the Pepper Progressive Community Youth Group. The team engaged in Labor Day activities and other projects to paint schools and develop the community youth. He is also a mentor of the Golden Youth Foundation, where he helps unearth purpose in young people. While at NCU, Sheldon joined the Jordan Feeding of the 5,000, founded by Jordan Bennett, who started that charity at age 17, and together they fed the hungry on the streets of Manchester and Kingston. All this helped to fuel his insatiable desire to do more. Thus, the Owens Charity Cause OCC was founded, a non-profit organization mandated to assist children in their studies and the elderly get medical and food supplies.
The aim of the organization is to extend support both financially, emotionally, physically to the most vulnerable and destitute citizens of Jamaica.
Sheldon has already received a pledge for supplies to be provided by Canada World Youth, an exchange program in which he participated during his involvement with the NYS. Donations and fundraisers are other ways in which Sheldon intends to acquire funding. But no matter what happens, this Good Samaritan remains committed to his purpose. We've come to the end of today's program, but just before we go, a short message from the Apostle Paul of the early church. Let no one look down on you because you are young, but be an example in word, in conversation, in charity. I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.